Welcome back to Over the Next Heel Fitness Podcast. I'm Carla Coffey, your coach and host for today's episode. Thank you so much, everybody, for following, rating, and sharing this show. It really does make a difference, and I really appreciate that. Let's listen in as I talk to Jeannie Rice. Welcome to the show, Jeannie. It's so nice to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jeannie, I read your story in Runner's World, so I really was excited to have you agree to come on the show. So how did you get started in running?
Oh, it's a long story, but I'm going to make it short. Like 41 years ago, it's going on 41 years already I've been running. I made a trip to my hometown, Seoul, Korea, and I came home a few extra pounds. I would say 5-6 pounds because I was just traveling and visiting family and, you know, eat every day. It's like a feast, right? So I am a short person. I'm only 5'1", and the 5-6 pounds was a little, I felt like I was a little chubby. So I started jogging around the block, and then I got hooked. And I decide that I am pretty good at it, running. Before you know it, and I was in a 5-mile race, in local race. And then I did very well. At the time, I was 35 years old, and I was a brand new runner. I just starting to jog for a couple, 3 months, and I came in fourth in my age division. It was a big race, actually. So I thought, oh, if I train, I guess I can run faster. So that's how I got hooked. So a year later, I did marathon in 1984. 1983, I started running. 1984, I did my first marathon. And 6 months later, first marathon was 3:45.
Wow.
And then 6 months later, I did 3:16, which qualified for Boston. At the time, I was only 36 years old. So I did go to Boston 1985. That was my first marathon, and I got hooked. So I've been running since then. And my children were already older. A lot of people, a lot of girls, I would say, when they start younger age, well, you know, they get married, they get, you know, have a children, so they take some time off between their pregnancy or whatever. But I was already, had 2 boys already. They were already older. So I just never stopped. And so I've been running 41 years straight.
Wow. And your time hasn't really changed now, has it? Because I looked at some of your times.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people, my competitor now, and they used to be some of them, I mean, one, you know, particular lady and from London, she was Olympian. Years ago, she was, her best time is like a 2:40 something, but now she's running my pace, 3:30-ish. But I never was that faster.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't slowed down much. I'll put it that way. My first marathon was a 3:45, and then I got better to 3:10s. But I never ran under 3 hour.
Mm-hmm.
So now I slow down a little bit, 10, 15 minutes. 40 years later, I'm still running 3:30 marathon.
That's so incredible. Yeah. So you are 76?
I'm 75.
75. Okay.
Yeah, 75 and a half.
Okay. So almost. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is just so amazing. I have never run under a 3:45. And I'm just a little younger.
Reach my age yet? You will.
That'll be my goal for sure. I'm kind of close, but I don't know if I can speed up that fast. That's just so amazing. So tell me about your marathon journey. How many marathons have you ran so far?
I just ran a Chicago marathon.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. That was my 131.
Wow.
131st marathon. So, you know, it's interesting. It's funny, actually. I told my friends and family when I reach 100th marathon, I'm going to stop running a marathon. not that I'm going to stop running. Mm-hmm. I'll stop for marathon and I'll do the half marathon and I'll continue to run. So 100th marathon, I went to Boston again. Mm-hmm. Boston is very special, I guess, because I was qualified at the very beginning. So I went there right after my 100th marathon. I'm thinking already next marathon, I couldn't quit because I had so many I still want to do. Mm-hmm. So now, since then, I've been 31 again, 31 more. So I am, you know, still have several marathon I want to do. So, I, you know, is it easy? No. Training is the hard part, mm-hmm. as you know. Yeah. Anybody can train. I mean, you get to the starting line, we can all get through it. Mm-hmm. Marathon, either faster or slower. But to get to that point, you have to train. So train for weeks. Mm-hmm. So train is a tough, you know, I run 50 miles a week.
Wow.
All year round. Either I have a marathon schedule or not. So I am pretty much marathon ready. Mm-hmm. Whenever I want to run marathon, I just pick the one and then I do. So 50 miles a week. Pretty much 6-7 days a week. Once in a while, I'll take the day off. But, you know, my day off can be real easy one, you know, 3-4 mile or none. But normally 6 days a week, I run all year round.
That's all year round. So what made you decide to go from that 5K to a marathon? Was there any transition in there? Any like a 10K, then a half or anything like that? Or you just went from 5K to marathon?
Yeah, well, 5K is like this summer, I think I ran 7 weeks in a row, 5K. But 5K is like my speed work to me.
Mm-hmm.
I am more, you know, distance runner.
Sure.
Although I do have a world record 5K, I don't consider myself a fast, but fast enough for my age division. You know, I broke the world record on 5K, 10K, even 1500 meter and 1 mile this year. I got all this world record time. Mm-hmm. But marathon is the one I really, am good at it. Because marathon time, when I first broke world record when I was 75 years ago in Chicago, and I broke the world record by 7 minutes. Yeah, those 7 minutes that German lady had it for 5 years. Nobody broke until I did it. And then I broke that year. And then a year later, I went to Berlin Marathon, and I broke my own record by 3 minutes. So I have a 10 minutes in between. So, but there's a couple ladies are chasing. Of course, that's sure. It's the fun about it. We are not a pro runners, mm-hmm. but you know they are chasing my record, and record will be broken some sooner or later. Just like I did this year. Now I'm move up to 75, and I broke 75 years old record.
Mm-hmm.
So Chicago, I only broke by 4 minutes.
Only?
So, I mean, I said only because I was hoping for 7 minutes, just like I did 5 years ago. But this way, I can break my own record again because I didn't run as fast as I planned to and I was hoping to.
Yeah.
So now, next big race will be London. And that's what I'm going for.
Okay, so you're going for all the world majors?
Yes. I don't have any marathon planned before that. I do have a USATF cross country. That's only 6K in December. And I have a half marathon in December, Jacksonville. And then in Naples in January, that's a big race. I go to Naples during the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Cleveland, Ohio during the summer, but it's cold in here.
Yeah.
So I'll be heading down in a week or two. To Florida, and I stay there till April. So, but there's a big half marathon in Naples in January, which I do that every year, and I belong to running club down there. It's a huge race. People come from all over. So that's my my schedule. But I do a lot of 5K. If it's a local 5K, there is 5K I run anyway, because to me that's my fun run. and it's a speed work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really good at going to track every week like some people do. I used to when I was younger, and now I don't do that. And I still go once in a while with the friends. If they want me to go, I'll go. But my speed work is local small races, or I do on the road by doing this, you know, running schedule. Yeah, so.
So this year, when you started breaking the records, was that planned or did that just happen?
I saw all those world record time online. And then I have friends who are telling me, Jenny, I think you can break all these records. Even if I never thought I would run 1 mile or 5K. I mean, I run 5K all the time, not to break. My breaking record was in my head for marathon or half marathon distance.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of the friends said that they, you know, you can do this. I bet you you're going to just... all this, you know, you can break all this record time. So I was talked into go to USATF National Championship in Greensboro, North Carolina in July. So I'm not a track runner. I never really compete short distance. So I sign up for everything, pretty much. I sign up for 1,500 meter, 5K, 10K, 800 meter, and then, you know, they don't have a distance. That was the 10K was the longest. So I did 5 events, and I got the gold medal all 5 events. And 3 events was world record time. So 1,500 meter, 5K, and 10K. So it was kind of a little bit surprised, but not, I wasn't shocked because I saw the time. I know if I have a decent day, I know I could break this time, which it wasn't pretty warm though, but its track is totally different because I'm always running on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Most races on the road, I've been doing it. But track, you know, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, 10K. I have to go around the track 25 times, you know? You know, I didn't think, mentally, I don't think I was prepared, but it was a really lot of fun. It's a lot more of, I had a lot more good time than I thought I would, because, you know, you think you have to count all the laps, but of course you try to, but there's all the official, you know, volunteer will tell you, you got 10 left to go,
and then,
you know, 9 left to go. And it was kind of fun. And then you kind of, you know, depend on them. I mean, of course you also try to count, but you know, so anyway, it was fun to break all these records.
I bet it was. And probably a lot of crowd support.
Yes. You know, another thing is a little different than road race. Road race, when you see friends or family on the road, you go so fast. You got like a 2-3 seconds, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can't run to follow you. But track, each lab you see this, so you know, yes, it's different. Yes, a lot of support.
Yeah.
And in between my event, I got to watch other people running. They have a male, yeah, you know, and then female, different age group, starts different time. So it was fun to cheer other runners.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm definitely going to go to next year. It's going to be World Championship in Sweden.
Oh.
Luxembourg, Sweden? Yes. It's in August.
Okay.
So I am planning on going there.
So you broke...
It's going to be big. You know, it's going to be a big one because it's people come from all over the world.
Right.
It's not... this was a state USATF meet this time. Not that they don't allow other, you know, runners to come.
Sure.
But when it's a world championship, people from all over the country come.
Yeah.
So it'll be a big day. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Wow. So you broke 3 of the 5 races that you did. You broke 3 of world records.
Right.
So are you going to go back and try to get the other 2?
The other 2 was a national record.
Mm.
Yes, but, you know, I'm not a real sprinter. Like a 400 meter would be tough to break.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have 800 meter in my, you know, site. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And 3K, 3,000. I did 5K and 10K world record in 1500. But I'm going to do 3K and 800 meter. And, of course, I can try my own record, too. I have a world record. I can still break my own record if I, you know, run better or faster. So I'll be training a little differently after my London marathon.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be marathon, you know, London marathon is in April, like a middle of April.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I'll be training some, you know, shorter distance as well. But world championship, they do have a half marathon. So state championship, we didn't have half marathon. 10K was longest. But they would have a half marathon, which I would definitely do half as well. So I don't know how many events I'm going to do. I will try at least a 6 event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning on it.
So when you were running and it was just age, what was the range for the age group that you were in? Was it 10 years?
I'm 75 this year.
So it was 70 to 75?
75 to 79, I'll be competing next year because I turned 75 this spring. So when I ran Boston Marathon this year, I was still 74.
Okay.
But in the Boston, I'm sorry, that's a. I'm
okay.
Still here.
Okay. Was there a lot of people in the competition when you broke all the records?
Oh yes, yes. It was a national championship, so people came from all over.
Okay.
All over the state. Yes, people came from California. Yeah, this was in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people from all over.
Okay.
And this year, I did travel a lot. This year, I went beginning March, I went Tokyo Marathon.
Oh.
And I did, you know, Boston Marathon. And then I went out west, 200-mile relay, Hood to Coast. I don't know if you heard about that race. There's a Hood to Coast 200-mile relay.
Oh, wow.
And out of Portland, Oregon. And I was there. And I went to Greenbrier. I went to New York, 1 mile, Fifth Avenue. That was a lot of fun, too. New York, Fifth Avenue, 1 mile.
Oh, wow.
And then, a friend of mine talked me into do it. So I did that. And then that's when I did the national record as well, 1 mile. And then I did 12K in New Jersey. There was also USATF National Master Championship. And now I did Chicago. So I've been traveling a lot this year, the racing. And I don't just go race. I make a trip out of it.
Yeah.
So when I went to Tokyo, we were gone like almost 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So when 3 days before the race, get the race done, and then we travel. And I went over Seoul, where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
So I visited another week. And then, you know, we try to make a trip out of it. You know, I don't just go there, run, and come home.
Yeah, you have to if you're going
to
go that far.
I'm going to London next year, which this will be my third London marathon.
Oh.
And I'll go to Scotland, extend another week at least. So then next year, I'm going to go back to Berlin again. Yes. So.
Wow. So with that 200 relay that you ran, how many miles did you run of it?
I ran about 18 miles.
Okay.
You'll be interested to hear this. This was my third year when I went this year. First year, 2 years ago, I got a call from Captain Darren Walton. And he got hold of me somehow. He found me. And he said, Jeannie, we are making 70 years old group, division. I'm 70 years old group. We're all going to be 70 years old. And they didn't think 70 years old can do that. This is a really 200 mile, it doesn't sound that bad because if you divide it, but you don't sleep for almost 30 hours. So he wanted to show the world we can do it. So he got all these 70 years old I decided to do it. They asked me to do it, and I said, well, I'm not sure. I never done this, and I can't really stay up, like, almost, you know, 30 hours. Mm-hmm. But he asked me a couple, three times to call me, so I said, okay, I will do it. It'll be a good experience, right? I go out there, I was the only female. I had 11 male runners. They were all who's who. There was a Gene Dyke was there. He has a, you know, record on marathon. Andy Burford, and he was one of the Boston, you know, marathon winner in the past. Sure. We're all 70, right?
Yeah.
That was the first year. So last year, I got two ladies in it. So we got two more ladies last year. So it was three of us, three girls, and then nine, you know, male. But you know what? Each year, you don't know who. Some people get hurt. Some people, not everybody can make it. Mm-hmm. So this year was my third year. So first year, we came in six overall, six in 60 years old division. They don't even have 70 years old division at all.
Oh,
they never thought 70 years old can do it.
Yeah.
So we had to be 60 years old division. We came in six first year. Last year was second year. We came in fourth.
Okay.
We got faster. So this year, I thought, well, maybe we can go second. We didn't think we can beat first team. Because we're talking about 6 years and up team. Yeah. We're all 70 years old.
Yeah, that's huge.
We don't have division. Would you believe we won this year?
Yes, I would believe that from you.
60 years old and up.
That's amazing.
We beat them by 1 minute.
Wow.
1 minute. If you divide it for 200 miles, 1 minute, it's like a matter of a 0.03 second per
right.
mile.
Wow.
It doesn't matter, but we beat them. Yeah. We came in first.
That's so great.
Yeah, this was really incredible. And our 12 people, this year we had four girls and eight male, because one male runner couldn't come at the last minute. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, found another lady from Chicago. So she got in. Last minute, so we had four girls and eight. We also had to compete with the all male division because we didn't have a six. If you have a six female, six male, you could be in co-ed team.
Mm.
But we didn't have a six woman. We only had a four. So we had to be all male team, 60 and over, and we still beat all. So they are actually, it's a history. So mm-hmm. it's a history. They're never going to have a 70-year-old team. They should, you know, everybody said they should, but no, not really. If they do, we're the only one team anyway.
Right.
It'll be tough to have another 70-year-old,
yeah.
12 people to make a team.
For sure.
It's not that easy. My captain didn't really work hard to put together, you know, people from all over the state, and he made a team together. So it was a lot of fun.
That yeah. sounds like a lot of fun. Wow. That is so yeah. impressive. That is very yeah. impressive.
We broke 30 hours. We did 29 hours something. So, you know, the toughest part is you just don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sleep, you know, every 4, 5, 6, 7 miles. I think shortest one is a 4.5 mile. And then you switch, you know, you keep, you know, it's a relay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just don't sleep.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's doable. One night, you can handle it.
Yeah.
yeah. But people do that for 100 miles all by themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Have you done any ultra running?
No, I really haven't. I thought about doing a John F. Kennedy 50 miler this year, which is coming up. A couple of my friends, you know, we were going to do it. They thought I was doing it. They already registered, but I decide not to do it because I am going to do it one of these days when I stop racing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm still racing. I mean, I don't just go to race just to run it. I know a lot of people do that, like to have fun. And I do have fun running and training run. But when I go race, I race. I do my best. Mm-hmm. So to do 50-mile ultra, that's going to affect my marathon race, I think. So once I stop racing, I don't know how many more. I got several marathon I still like to do.
For sure.
So once I'm done, and I would like to try 50-mile ultra, but not 100-mile.
Yeah.
No.
And you know,
too much.
You need to give those 20 and 30 year olds a few more years of chances so that you're not breaking their records during the ultras. So.
Well, I run with a lot of, I'm the oldest one in my club here, the group I run with. So I run with 40 years old, 50 years old, you know, men and women. Mm-hmm. You know, some are a little faster, the guys are a little faster. But we get together like tomorrow, every Saturday morning, we get together, probably 20, 30 people, depends the weather. And then we run with the group. And that's a Saturday's pretty much long run normally, if I don't race. Mm-hmm. But if I have a race and I do long run in during the weekday, like Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll do the long run, 15, 18, 20 miler. But when I don't have a race, coming up my long run with a group on Saturdays. So I normally run by myself like 2-3 times a week, mm-hmm. and then three times, and I'll hook up with other girls, or then Saturdays a big group. Mm-hmm. And then when I go to Florida, there's a huge group. We have a golf course to running club down there in Naples, and it's pretty big. So especially during the season, we call the season because a lot of snowboard goes down. Yeah, November till April, we have a big group. We run 6 o'clock in the morning because it gets hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I get my 20 mile done by 9 o'clock. I'm done. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So with keeping a 50 mile a week schedule all year round, have you had any injuries or setbacks along the way?
Yeah, that's everybody's question. No.
Really?
I don't know. People ask me how you keep injury free. I have no idea. I just never had an injury. Only injury I had, I did fall during the running. We went through this construction area. Mm-hmm. I was running, 13-mile race. I mean, not race, it's a training run with my friend. And I was looking at the traffic light, and I waved to my friend in the back. I said, come on, let's go. We can, red light. And then I tripped over, fell. So I hurt my knee. And another time, that's 30 years later. Never had an injury till 2 years ago. That's when I fell. Almost 2.5 years ago now already. Then following year, which was last year, during the summer, after my 10K race, we were cooling down running. Cool down run, and I step on the grass, and there was a little hole, so I rolled my ankle. Mm-hmm. So that's the injuries I had, but not from running. People get hamstring, Achilles, and never had that problem.
That's amazing. Never. You are just built for running, built for speed.
Yeah, so I don't know. People ask me what's the secret. I have no secret, and I just never had an injury. So a lot of my friends right now, on and off, they were, a little hip problem, knee problem, a hamstring. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a normal runner's injury. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I never had it. So
well, that's fantastic. Good for you. I hope to be like that as I get older. Do you do weight training at all in your program?
Well, I used to do much heavier, like at least 3 times a week, but very light, I would say. I know I should do more, but I don't do my legs workout because to me, my legs, enough workout from running. Mm-hmm. So, but I do a little bit upper, push-ups and little upper light, weight, not heavy at all. But I used to do a lot of other stuff too. I don't bike anymore. Maybe stationary bike. I fell off the bike one time years ago. So I'm afraid to ride a bike on the road. But I do golf, but that's not really exercise. It's just being nice, being outdoor.
Yeah.
And when I go to Florida, I do a little bit, you know, pool, swimming, little pool workout, and not heavy. I'm not a really swimmer. I'm not a triathlete. Like, people really swim for workout, and I wouldn't say I do. It's more for recreation thing for me.
Well, all the triathletes are very happy because then you'd be killing all their records as well. So they're really happy that you don't do their sport.
So how many marathons have you done?
I think I'm just over 50 because I have
wow.
I have almost all my 50 states. So
that's great. That's that's one thing I never studied. I guess I could have. I think I probably did maybe 30 some states, but I never. Because now I train, I travel more for the what I want to do, the big ones.
For sure.
Yeah, I went to Cape Town last year, and I've done China Great Wall Marathon. Oh, I've done with New Zealand. So now I like to go to Sydney, but next year already London and Berlin. So Sydney will be probably following year. I'm just guessing if I'm still running. So. 50 states, I never really work for that, you know. That's a great goal. I know I have a couple of friends that are doing that.
Yeah.
In their 40s, yeah. That's wonderful. You almost done then?
Almost. I think I have, I'm doing two back-to-back next weekend, and then, so I'll have six left after that.
Wow, that's great.
And then I want to do the majors, like you are. That's one of my goals. Is
That's great. Them. How long have you been running? Look at, I'm asking you questions.
I know, this is my interview. I've been running for about 10 years.
Oh, okay.
It might
That's
be 11. It might be 11 now. But yeah, I started in my late 40s. So.
Very good.
What type of fueling do you do for your races?
Yeah, you know, years ago, because I've been running 40 years, years ago, we didn't have all this stuff.
Oh, I know.
I don't even know how we survived. But they did have like a Gatorade type on the course. That's about it. But today, I do gel. I do goo.
Goo.
I got the goo. I know I try a couple other brands. I should try other things too. But I'm so used to goo. One thing, I can handle that. I don't really care for all those stuff. But I do. I did carry three. And that's all I do. Cool. During the race, maybe I should do a little more because at the end I seem like I always fail a little bit.
Yeah.
Like 22, 23, I feel like I slow down my pace. I was just looking at all my pace last three races. So I see this pace slow down a little bit. So maybe I should do more. But I do drink a gallon of water every day. Either I run or not. I'm just used to. I just drink water constantly. That's, you know, pretty much it. And during the race, I do sip a little bit here and there with the Gatorade.
Yeah, you have to wash that goo down. So yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, you're right.
Other than that, I don't know. I like to really study a little more on that because it seems to me friends are telling me I don't, you know, I don't have enough nutrition in me. But to me, that's three was enough for me. Maybe I should do four. I'll try that.
Yeah. Because are you just taking it every hour then? Because you do 3 hour marathon, you take one every hour right now?
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, if you back
did,
that up.
Last Chicago, I did seven mile and 14 and then 19 or 20, something like that. I did that.
That's what I
but
used
then, you
to
know,
do.
You get up so early, you eat something. I eat very light in the morning. I used to have a oatmeal, but now you go to hotel, it's hard to make oatmeal. So what I do, I just have a piece of bread with a peanut butter on it. I usually take a little container of a peanut butter with me when I travel. And I do a piece of toast with the peanut butter or banana, half a banana. I don't eat a lot in the morning. I try to carbohydrate, carb, you know, have some carb for 2-3 days prior to race.
Sure.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're taking a goo every hour, if you back that up to 45 minutes, you could stick a fourth one in there, and that might not fade at the end.
Yes, I'm thinking about that. Yes.
Because I used to do the same 7, 14, and 21 was mine, and I have increased my nutrition up a little bit so that I'm doing it more often, and it seems to help. So I don't hit the wall anymore. So
right, that's good. Yeah. Well, I felt like I did Tokyo and Boston. I ran pretty consistent, and you know, but the Chicago, I kind of died at the end. 23rd mile, I slowed down a lot. So I don't understand because Boston was a much harder course. I ran 1 minute faster than Chicago. But Chicago, I did, you know, fell apart a little bit at the end. And I'm lucky to break the world record by 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was lucky to get that anyway. But so this way, next one, I have a better, you know, strategy, I think.
Yeah.
I will run a little faster than my last time. That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. But a year later, who knows, right?
Yeah, and just really, each race is different. You never know what you're going to get when you get there.
Right. But if you don't have a goal, I mean, not a goal is, it's everybody's different. Some people just love to finish it, have fun, which is wonderful. Nothing wrong with that. I think that's great. But my goal is always trying to run a little faster. So that's me.
Yeah, always so, racing yourself. Yeah.
Therefore, I have to train. It's not always easy. You know, it's not always easy to get out the door at, you know, like 6 o'clock for a 20-miler. But you do it. You know, you set the goal, and there's no shortcut, right?
Yeah.
No shortcut.
No shortcuts for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I always race against myself as well. Always trying to get a better time.
How do you, but you're in cold weather, right?
Oh, yes.
During the winter?
Yes.
That's tough.
I know. It's just starting to turn in the 50s and 40s right now.
Yeah.
And, man, I just can't wrap my mind around it this year. It's really.
I know. You guys are tough. I've done that for years up here, but as I got older, most worry I have when, you know, cold weather up here, it's roads are slippery and icy. And then once it's ice and you go snow on the top of that, you don't know what's underneath. And young people, you know, probably okay. But when you get older, you fall and that's the end of it. So I am just so, you know, worried about falling. But I'm not here anymore, so it works out. Perfect for me because you go to Florida, it's always nice. You know, it's beautiful.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
So what little words of encouragement or last little bits would you like my listeners to know about you, about running, or anything like that?
Yeah, well, about me is a part of my life. Running is just one of, it's my life. I get up and have a coffee and I go out the door. And it's not just for running. It's for the fitness. It's for health and clear your mind. I mean, there's a, you know, especially right now, you enjoy the beauty. It's beautiful up here in the bike path. It's just, you know, it's beautiful. So I enjoy that. And to runners, whatever your goal is, if it's fitness or racing or whatever, and it's just keep on going and keep do what you do. And, you know, try to run with the people, even not every day, but at least a couple of days a week and make more fun. You know, you share a lot of things together. You know, when you run with the people, it's funny, some of my friends, we talk about cooking when we run. we talk about recipe. And then we talk about travel and which race should we do. So you have to make it fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, even you have a race goal, you can't just go drill every day,
right,
but make it fun. And then it's running is a lot, you know, many times it's a social too. You know, you go out to run and then we do have a coffee together. And then when you go to race and we get together and go out to breakfast, and that's a lot of social too. So you got to enjoy what you're doing. Absolutely. And stay healthy.
Yes, absolutely.
Stay well. Yeah. That's a number one.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Jeannie. We really appreciate all your insights, and I can't wait to hear about your next races. We'll have to have you on again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed speaking to you.
Great. Bye now.
Bye.
Well, friends, thanks again for listening. Don't forget to follow, share, and rate the program. Look me up on all the social medias, and I will look forward to hearing your feedback about Jeannie. Wasn't that amazing? Man, she's quite a runner. All right, well, have a great day, and we'll talk soon.